So that was interesting. I love the song. It was, I don't know where it came from. Is it original or
James Taylor?
Gosh, I don't remember that one. So he was talking about at the beginning of it about getting up to the top of the hill and enjoying the ride here, which I think is one of the perspectives that we could certainly take to say, I'm here and I'm going to enjoy the ride of my life. I'm going to enjoy it. But because we fall asleep a lot of times to who and what we really are, we start to make other things more important and we become disconnected. And one of the things that we really notice is we lose our peace. That's one of the things we really notice. And I just had a friend remind me this week that as I was trying to make a rush decision, she said, hold on, wait a minute. And find your peace. There's nothing that has to happen in a hurry. And really, I know that. I mean, I could hear that voice already inside of me, but I was like pushing it aside. And knowing that really there's nothing we should do, no decisions we should make as we lose our peace. That's the main thing, is to get back inside of ourselves and connect. When I was out in Steamboat last year, I remembered that every year I went there, there's this big rock formation that's like 8,700 feet tall. And it's very distinctive because it's not connected to the rest of it. And so just like clouds, whenever we see a shape, sometimes we like to call it, it looks like this. So everybody calls it the sleeping giant. That's what everybody's always called it. And it's got like a story attached to it and everything. As soon as you hear something is sleeping, the first thing my imagination does, at least, is what if it woke up? It's a huge rock formation. Things are growing on it. People are walking all over it. What if it woke up? How that would be so amazing. You know, this huge rock formation just all of a sudden, you know, moving and the people falling off of it and standing up and like this giant beginning to walk and the impact it would have on our world. But in reality, I think that's what a lot of us are doing. We're sleeping, okay? And that's what that first quote is about. Walt Whitman says, you have not known what you are. You have slumbered upon yourself all your life. So you're sleeping upon what you are. You're sleeping through what is within you. You're right on top of it. You're laying upon your truth all the time, but you might not be aware of it. You might not be awake to see it. And that other quote about how love sometimes wakes us up, picks us up, turns us over, and shakes the nonsense out of us. I think we can relate to that. Like, it's like where it gets you back to remembering what's really important, right? It shakes the nonsense. Like, why are we fighting about this? Why am I investing all my time and energy into things? Why am I doing things that I don't love? Why am I putting myself in harm's way? Why am I around people that are belittling me all the time? Why am I choosing that for myself? And it shakes us so that we can like get back to, well, who do you think you really are in this expression? Who do you believe you are? And the only way we can discover who we are is by actually working with our feelings and our experiences and asking ourselves, how do I feel about this? How does it make me feel? Am I at peace with this? Does it energize me? Does it make me feel joyful? Or is it draining me? And if it's draining me, it means I need to get back into my point of power and connect with what I am. But how do I do that? Well, if I have friends, they can remind me. But we've all talked to friends. And if somebody's got it set in their way of how they're going to do something, they can talk about their drama over and over and over again and nothing will ever change. We can be the same way if we choose to be. If we're getting something out of it, we can stay in it. So we have to ask ourselves, what am I getting out of this? What is my personality getting out of this? What card game am I playing where I think I'm actually going to win if I wish another person something bad? What card game am I playing if I believe that my true power lies within this world and the personality instead of what's within me? So there's only one way to get there, though. And that is to calm ourselves down. And that is to go within. And that means that we meditate. That means that we get quiet. That means that we go for a walk. That means we go sit in our garden. We just sit in nature where the stories that are constructed by others don't exist. And we go within and we just sit there. And we begin the conversation. We do sit in the silence at some point. And we walk away from all the conversation. Because actually, in the silence, we are moving away from all of the stories, and we're sitting in pure God. When you get rid of all the stories, you're just sitting in pure God. Our pure presence, if that is something you feel more comfortable with, our pure spirit, our pure creator, whatever you want to call it. You're sitting in all that is, without a story attached to it. All that is possible before a story is spun on this creative energy. And that power and that creative energy is what has been causing the story out in front of you to show up. So if you want to change the story, you dial it back and get back to the silence and sit in that. And find your peace in that, and relax in that, and ask yourself, how important is this thing that I've been frustrated by? Is it even real, or is it something I created? One of the things that we as sleeping giants don't realize is that we are dreaming stories, and they're showing up in front of us. And one of the biggest stories is, who do you believe you are? You can think about all your little thoughts that are attached to that, but the truth of the matter is, underneath all of this, who do you believe you are? And everything out in your dream, projected out there, is what you're calling your life. So when we do go within, and we do sit in the silence, and we know that we've been living in stories, and we go beyond the stories, we go behind the story, we go before the story, and we're just sitting in pure creative energy. We begin to feel the peace again. We begin to connect again. We begin to wake up. We begin to become alive. We are connected. In the Christian approach, we talk about, in the stories of the Bible, a man named Jesus who had an ongoing conversation all the time with what he referred to as his Father. At least that's the interpretation we're handed. But to be able to move out of that silence and carry with you knowing what you are and to be in an ongoing conversation with that one. To be able to hear it as we move through the world. To be able to hear it say, whatever you believe, that's what's going to happen. You have choice to believe. You have choice to move back to your center and back to your peace. You have choice to see this as this is the whole game in this parentheses that you call life. Or you see all that is eternal, which we can't even grasp, as life. And this is just one small part of it. In that space, we have a different agenda of why we chose to step into this physical presence. And at the end of our life, that will be the only questions that we're asking ourselves. Did I live fully? And did I love well? That will be it. Did I express my unique talents? Did I allow myself, no matter what the world said was possible, to enjoy and dabble and get into and create what was mine to do here? Or did I play it small and listen to the stories that say, well, you won't make any money doing that? And the only thing that's worth anything is to make money. And the only reason you want to make money is so you can have things. And so you see the dream beginning. And now they want what you've got, or you want what they got. You can see the whole story building. But you can also see that you can pull it back in, start at the beginning again, in this very moment, and say, I came here to live fully, and I came to love well. And that was it. Am I living fully? And that doesn't mean that I have to be the CEO of some company. That means, am I understanding that I've got a physical beingness that I've stepped into, and I get to touch all this stuff and try out all these different things and discover what energizes me and do that stuff? And I actually get to bring love into this space. I actually give it freely. A different kind of love sometimes than what we know, in as far as our personality is concerned. Not a love where it's a dance, where it's I give you some, but you have to promise you have to give me some back, where I withhold it if you're not being the way I want you to be, and now I'm going to give it to you. And so it's not that. It's not, if you loved me, you would do this for me. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that love that opens you up inside, that makes you feel alive, that love that actually is what you are underneath all the stories. The love that permeates everything, every small bud, every animal scurrying around, the breeze on your skin, just pure love. And we have the ability to remember that and bring that in a very unique way by being a friend to someone, by saying encouraging and supportive words, by giving a hug, by sharing what we have with others that are struggling for a little while, by opening ourselves up, and maybe nobody even knows about it. The personality a lot of times thinks, I have unique talents. I am so creative. I am the special person that nobody else is like me. And on some level, it's true. They are unique. They are special. And no one else is like them. But so is everybody else. That's the disclaimer. Everybody's unique and special, and no one else is like them. So use it. Because when everybody uses what's within them, in whatever it is, whether it's, I would like to do some acting, but it's acting between just you and some friends running lines, who knows? Maybe it's more. Maybe I would like to write songs. Maybe I'd like to sing. Maybe I take your lessons. Whatever small way that you're doing it, you're bringing more of yourself fully into the world instead of discounting yourself. When everybody allows themselves to express fully who they are, we have harmony in the world. Everybody is singing their unique melody. And it works beautifully together. And when we prevent ourselves from having that for ourselves, we have disharmony in ourselves, and then we bring that to everything we go to. So our waking up is actually done by going within. Our waking up is done by stopping the noise and going into the silence. Our waking up is bringing that which is within us and move it through this world with us. It is our best life. It is a wonderful ride. We wake up right now in this moment, and we begin to enjoy it. Thank you very much.